I was at the College of DuPage for that event last Wednesday, the big pitch contest, which we've chatted about already on the radio. And two young people come up to me right afterwards and they tell me, they have to tell me about what they're doing. And they go ahead and talk about their financial literacy nonprofit organization, teaching students, essentially led by students, the future of financial literacy and what it means to them, why it's important. And I said, that's exactly what we talk about on the show, because the schools, no offense to the schools, probably aren't doing enough in this aspect. So that's where Idhant Ranjan and Ankita Senapati come in for Build a Biz. Guys, welcome to WGN.
Hello, thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Is that what it's all about, Ankita? Students, leading students to get them a better future, to make up the gap that we have in our education?
Yeah, it fully is. So we started this organization about 3 years ago, as of July of 2026. Mm-hmm. And we were just inspired that students don't really know anything about financial literacy, and it's so important for us to know about financial literacy so that we can have so much financial freedom in the future. So that's basically where we started, and we have got partners through North Central College and Green State Credit Union. Those are our two main partners. And through that, we have gotten like financial backing and expertise in financial literacy, and now we have grown our organization so much. To date, we have about 2,000 students that we have impacted in like this greater Chicago area, as well as in Virginia and internationally in Zambia.
That's amazing. How do you interact with the students, Idhant? You say over 2,000 students. Is this one-on-one classes? Is this like a curriculum online? How does it work?
Yeah, for sure. So we go in person and we teach almost all of our classes, other than the ones in Virginia, and online to the kids in Zambia. And we teach to groups of 20 to 30 kids at once. So right now we program for twice a week at the YMCA and a local Chinese community center. And we also do bigger events throughout the year. Like summers are usually typically pretty busy for us. This summer we're set to do about 1,000 more kids through the YMCA of Greater Chicago.
Wait, what location? Which YMCA?
So we're actually going through schools around the Greater Chicago area. So it's not at the physical YMCA. So these kids will be at schools and physical YMCAs. So this is going to be like Naperville, Aurora, where else, Ankita?
Plainfield.
And is it the schools that encourage the kids to sign up and do this on their own? Or is this individual parents that hear about it and want to get their kids involved, or the kids themselves find out about it?
So YMCA has a programming specifically for students whose parents are working. So it's like a camp kind of for them. And for us, it's a really good opportunity for us to teach students who have busy families and busy home lives where they might not really be able to get financial literacy education. And it's a good way for us to step in. They're able to have fun at camp while also learning skills that are so important for their future.
Okay, so what sorts of curriculum do you do? Is it like layered to however old the students are? I mean, how young and how old? I guess a couple questions there, Inhan. Give me the range.
Yeah, so for sure. So for our older students, we focus on really important lessons pertaining to what you're going to do with life after high school. So when you get your first job, what you should do, how much should you put away for savings, budgeting. Budgeting is a really big thing. The average American family does not have enough money saved up. So we talk about how you're going to get your first apartment, predatory lending, all these kinds of important concepts for our older students. But with younger students, we're trying to get them the basics of financial literacy, right? So we still talk to them about the importance of savings, but we also talk about, you know, what even is a debit card? What's a credit card? What's a bank? Why should you trust a bank? So these kinds of core concepts. And you're right, we do tailor it for different age groups.
Chatting with the folks from Build a Biz. Ankita, why start this? Why are you so passionate about this? I asked you guys, it's a nonprofit. Are you guys taking a salary? No, you're all volunteers. So why dive so much energy and resources into this?
Yeah, so all of the founders of this organization come from immigrant households, and it's kind of a taboo topic in immigrant households to talk about financial literacy. So we really decided to take a step and make the jump to bridge a gap between immigrant families specifically and children who don't really have that experience and understanding. Because I know that just by being a part of Build a Biz, I've learned so much more about financial literacy that I would never know otherwise. And I just think it's so important that we continue to spread that knowledge.
That's awesome. It's called Build a Biz. Eitan, is there like a business aspect to it? Like, is entrepreneurship part of the curriculum for some of the students?
So I'm actually really glad you brought that up, because the reason we were at the College of DuPage pitch event was because we had a partner invite us. And the idea was that we'd be able to learn enough to actually implement our own entrepreneurship program. So part of what we're doing this summer is we want these kids to learn how to start a business. And at the end of the summer, they're going to pitch something to us. And we're going to give them money to try and do it.
Oh, that's so cool. So you're kind of doing your own big pitch contest.
Yeah, like a little Shark Tank.
I like that, a little mini Shark Tank. And Kata, so you're in certain schools, or not schools, just some classes in the in camps in the Western burbs. You mentioned Virginia and in Africa. Are you trying to grow this worldwide? And how do you do that? Is it about finding volunteers all over the place to do it? Or do you want to centrally do it here and then just go online with all of this?
Definitely our central network is in this area, but as much as we can expand is as much as we want to. So we do lead the camp that is happening in Zambia. It's like the central group that's working on it. And then in Virginia, one of our founders, he goes to school in Virginia. So he was able to branch out with UVA, which is where he goes, and create like a little satellite program over there. So it's just wherever we can expand to is where we're trying to get.
I just love that you guys are like doing this from the goodness of your hearts. The first question I asked them, I'm like, oh, are you guys going to make some money from this? No. I mean, I think it's brilliant. Eitan, what's your favorite part about what you do?
I think because a lot of times, especially with our weekly programming, we get to work with these kids for really long periods of time. So for the Chinese Community Center that we've been working at, I think now marks almost a year and a half that we've been going there. So seeing how these kids grow, because obviously these are really little kids, some of them. So seeing how these kids grow, not just like physically, but also like with what they know, it's a lot. And building these relationships with them, it's valuable, right? Because you come in one day, they don't know who you are. And the next, you build these relationships day in, day out, and they come in and you're kind of friends with them at some point. It's great to see how much you've taught them.
Yeah. And Kate, if someone's listening to this and their kids or their grandkids either have an interest in this, or they parents think, oh, maybe a kid should learn some of this stuff. Do you still have opportunities for people to sign up right now?
Yes, we definitely do. You can find us at BuildABizPFL on Instagram and just reach out and DM us. The YMCA camps are happening all around through the Naperville, Aurora, and Plainfield area. So if you want to sign your kids up for that as well. And if you guys, like anybody listening, has any other opportunities that they are looking at that they're able to connect us to, we can also go there. We're really versatile and we can really go anywhere that you want us to go.
I know you mentioned Instagram. Not all of our listeners are on Instagram. Is buildabiz.net a place they can get started too?
That is our website, yeah.
All right. So they can look there to sign up for classes or connect with people. A couple of people have texted in. What was the name of the credit union you're partnering with?
Green State Credit Union.
All right. Well, we'll give them a little shout out too. I'd love to have you guys on in a couple more months, see how the summer goes, and see if we can find out more ways that our listeners can help you guys. Does that sound good?
Yeah. Perfect. Thank you so much. You.
Yeah. Inhant and Ankita, buildabiz.net. Great stuff from both of them. Let's